Good morning, Grace.
It's been a while. Good morning, Gene. It's nice to be here.
Lovely recording. Where was it made?
It was recorded in Spain in a small hall in Alcalá de Henares, which is a university town just outside of Madrid.
Mm-hmm. Small hall, but nice reverberant.
Yes, very beautiful hall, yes.
Grace, you're an IAEA girl, born and bred. Not born, but bred in the islands. You originally came from Japan, but your international career has taken you far and wide. For the last 4 years, you've made your home in Madrid.
Yes, and then I have recently returned to Hawaii, and I'm currently at the Prince Waikiki.
Wow. So is this a permanent move for you?
Yes, it is. I'm very happy to be home.
Now, you're not retiring from the concert stage. You still perform.
Yes, I do.
But, you know, despite some wonderful reviews and obviously wonderful technical equipment, I sort of get the impression you haven't been overly aggressive in pursuing a concert career.
Well, not especially. I think when I was younger, I was in New York and I had done my Carnegie Hall debut. And at the beginning, I think I was rather ambitious, like all young artists in New York. And I did pursue a career rather aggressively as a soloist during that time.
But at the same time, though, you were working for UNICEF.
Yes, I was. And so I began trying to find sort of some meaning in what it was that I was doing. Tour schedules can be challenging physically, mentally, emotionally. And in the middle of all of that, I wanted to find some way for music to have the power that I believe it really has. And so I began to work with UNICEF, and I worked as an artistic ambassador and went to places like Nepal and India and Morocco and other impoverished regions of the world to teach classical music to children.
And so now you're working for the Prince Waikiki Hotel.
Prince Waikiki, yes. I am currently the digital online marketing manager. And one of the things that I did while I was on tour was to teach myself a lot of coding and web design and graphic design. This was to fill my long nights in the hotel rooms alone. And I'd been doing that for freelance for quite some time and been looking for a full-time position in that. And Prince Waikiki recently underwent a $60 million renovation. And just in April, it relaunched with a new brand. Everything is brand new from top to bottom. And one of the changes that they wanted to do was to bring on someone in online marketing to kind of shift their image and their brand. And I was brought on to be a part of that.
And you're now working in conjunction with Chamber Music Hawaii?
Yes. So one of the new important things that the Prince Waikiki wanted to undertake this season was to really support local arts organizations. As part of our renovation, there's a beautiful ceiling installation in our lobby by local artist Kaili Chan. And I invite anyone, if you have an opportunity, to just come by the lobby to take a look at it. It really is stunning. She was featured in the biennial. And we also have many other arts initiatives in place. And one of the things that I wanted to bring on was to support the Honolulu Chamber Music Series, obviously, as a musician. And we're very pleased to be partnering with them this season.
And this was your initiative?
Yes.
Okay. Looking back on your career, you don't mind me sidetracking, what moments are there that stand out particularly for you?
I think, of course, from a professional standpoint, from an artistic standpoint, anytime I played in any of the great halls, whether it was in Wigmore Hall in London or Concertgebouw in Amsterdam, of course, Carnegie, halls in Tokyo, it's always something that does stay with you. You remember your program, you remember the beauty of the instrument, the hall, the response of the audience, and it's something very memorable. From a personal standpoint, for me, music was always about a way to communicate to people. And so there are smaller moments, the audience members you meet after a concert who tell you how your music made them feel. And it was those moments for me that really I treasure very much.
Mm-hmm. Do you miss that?
Sometimes. I think what's interesting about my current role is I think marketing, in a way like the arts, is about communication. And so in that sense, I don't think that side of me has ever gone away. It may have shifted roles, but it's still there. And so I feel like what we're doing now with the Prince Waikiki, with these arts organizations, I feel like I am contributing still in the best way that I can.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple of your recordings. You brought a new one in this morning, but this first one that you made, or the only one we have in the Library of Fantasies, is I think particularly fine. Which composers, before we play a selection, which composers are the closest to your heart?
I do have to say, well, I love the Romantics, but because of my background, I studied with Alexander Slobodianik, who was one of the great Russian pianists coming out of the former Soviet Union. He had studied with Heinrich Neuhaus, who was also Richter's teacher as well. So for me, Russian composers in particular have a very special place in my heart.
Okay. We do have a recording of the Alexander Scriabin Sonata No. 2 on this disc, which I think we'll play. And though it's an early work, it's also one of his most characteristic.
Yes, there is something very dreamlike about it that I absolutely fell in love with.
Grace Nakai at the keyboard will hear the Sonata No. 2 in G-sharp minor by Alexander Scriabin.
Thank you.
pianist Grace Nikai with the Sonata No. 2 in G-sharp minor by Alexander Scriabin. Grace Nikai, distinguished concert pianist, now digital online marketing manager of Prince Waikiki. Grace, did you ever dream you'd end up here in such a capacity?
No, certainly not. But if there's one thing I've learned in life, is to the more open you are, the more gifts will come. And I'm truly enjoying my position now.
Now, this local partnership you've initiated with Honolulu Chamber Music Series, what specifically do you have planned?
So we have several things planned. We will be the official hotel for visiting guest artists. In addition, we would like to have guest artists at our hotel to give lectures and interviews and to be able to answer questions from the audience prior to their concert.
Now, you haven't given up performing. You'll be playing a concert of Debussy?
Yes. Actually, on October 28th, Prince Waikiki will be putting on an event called Hawaii Remixed. Again, this is part of our new initiative this year to work with arts in Hawaii. And the idea behind the event is to bring together local artists of different mediums and to explore how each of them relate to Hawaii in their own way. So we will have sculptors and painters and dancers, and of course music will be by me, and I will play Debussy's Lil Joyous, Island of Joy, which to me is very emblematic of Hawaii.
Great. Grace, it's great to see you again, and hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Same here. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.